The remarkable quality of Fernandez and Montañez's works, the notable success of their iconographic types, and the large number of assistants and apprentices who worked with them, combined with the extensive group of their imitators, resulted in the replication of their defining traits by other professionals during their lifetimes. These imitations appeared in both full-scale sculptures and reliefs, mimicking their style to varying degrees. The influence of Gregorio Fernandez in Valladolid during the first two-thirds of the 17th century is especially prolific. Masters such as Manuel de Rincón, Pedro de la Cuadra, Francisco Alonso de los Ríos, and Andrés de Solanes, among many others, upheld an aesthetic in the capital of Pisuerga rooted in a naturalism imbued with theatrical elements and Fernandez's distinctive alatonados draped fabrics. In many cases, they literally adopted Fernandez's models. One example is the Agony in the Garden processional group by Solanes, which replicates Fernandez's poses, gestures, and formal characteristics. This prominent example, the Agony in the Garden processional group, occupies the central part of this space. Currently, the figures of Christ and the angel are housed in the penitential church of the Holy Veracruz in Valladolid, where the representations of Judas and the soldier are part of the collections of the National Sculpture Museum of Valladolid. Christ is depicted kneeling, as described in the Gospel of Luke, while an angel offers him the cross and the chalice, symbols of his forthcoming passion. In the background, Judas, with red hair and a yellow cloak, a colour associated with Jews and betrayal, as described by Saint Bridget in her Revelations, points to Jesus, signalling to the soldiers whom they should arrest. The figures exhibit Solanus's characteristic traits, such as the wide volumes of the garments with extremely angular folds, derived from Fernandez but pushed to even greater extremes, as well as the meticulous detail of the hair and beards. Fernandez's influence extended beyond Valladolid and its surroundings. In Burgos, it influenced artists like Juan de Pobes and Juan de los Elgueros, in La Rioja, Juan Bazcado and Andrés de Ichazo, and in Palencia, Juan de Estrada. On one side of this room is a depiction of Saint Sebastian from the Cathedral of Palencia. This work is by Francisco Fermín, one of Gregorio Fernandez's closest collaborators. Created around 1636 to 1637, Fermín closely followed the composition of the Saint Sebastian that Fernandez had crafted years earlier for the convent of El Abrojo, now housed in the National Sculpture Museum of Valladolid. The figure of the saint is displayed in a contrapposto pose, tied to a tree and pierced by six arrows. One of these arrows passes through his armpit and exits from the back, a gruesome Baroque detail. The use of additional materials extends beyond the glass eyes. Fermín also employs lace fabric in the saint's loincloth, preserved on the back, following the example of his master Fernandez in some of his works.